Thank you, Mr. Moderator. First of all, I would like to extend my sincere thanks to the invitation of WIPO and Assistant Director General Trevor Clark. Before I go into my presentation, I would like to introduce my organization. The Korea Copyright Commission is the only agency in Korea specialized in copyright matters. The Commission primarily examines the copyright system, mediates disputes, researches on policies and legislation on copyrights, provides education and public outreach program, and we also serve as a copyright registration agency. Everyone here will agree that the creative resources will emerge as an edge. So many countries around the world are making efforts to secure the creative resources and make use of them in various industries. Korea is also earnestly making efforts in so-called creative industrialization of public domain. There may be many opinions toward the definition of public domain, but the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Korea and Korea Copyright Commissions are making an approach to the concept that includes expired works, donated work, and unidentified work, means orphan works, and public works. In case of the expired works, Korea Copyright Commission is making multi-directional efforts to make use of expired works. The shortage, storage, and search for the works became easy thanks to the development of IT technologies. In addition, as the ways of using the contents have been continuously changed, the economic feasibility of copyright expired works such as old books or out of print books was reconsidered, and the ways to utilize them as a creative resources are being devised. So since 2007, we have been using so-called free use site as a major window for providing public domain, mainly the expired works, to the companies and individuals. So it may seem to need more development compared to foreign sites. Its business boundary is continuously expanded. As of 2010, approximately 36,000 cases of database have been filed up, and the number of users' inquiry recorded 660,000 cases in 2010, which significantly increased from 138,000 cases in 2009. Even in November 2010, we held the contest about parody of the expired works in the field of artworks on this website. Besides, about 6,000 pieces of copyrighted artworks were provided from this site to the Artwork Information Service corner on the Korea's famous internet portal called Naver. Also, in order to secure the reliability of the already established information on the expired works, related studies were carried out by the experts. Studies like a review and survey on the authors and works whose copyrights are expected to expire in the next 10 years. Secondly, regarding the opening of the public works, as the principal agents of the public domain, means public works are public institutions. The public works have a high level of information reliability, extensive boundary of production covering the overall areas of people's lives, and certain productions that can rarely be made by private sectors. So accordingly, in Korea, there's much demand for utilizing public works as original sources for database service or contents development. In fact, it was analyzed about 50% of database service providers hope to utilize the public domain in their businesses. For example, with regards to smartphone application, we utilize the information owned by public institutions, such as bus information and oil price information. In fact, the information in public interest, such as Seoul City News and transportation, job information and tourist information, even the body shape database of Koreans, or original pattern database were produced and broadcasted in IPTV contents. Government also shows a strong political will and interest in revitalization of public domain. Even they submitted and resolved a general plan to promote the utilization of public information in private sector to President Council on informatization strategies by three different departments, such as Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism, Ministry of Public Administration and Security, and Korea Communications Commission in March 2010. Regarding orphan works and copyright donation, we have operated so-called Find the Rights for Me site. Address is like www.right4me.or.kr. KCC has made efforts to construct the copyright information database. Since April 2010, we've even conducted a basic research for legal system to utilize orphan works. Regarding donation of the work, after the family of the deceased Mr. An Ik-tae, the composer of the National Anthem of Korea, donated the copyright of Aegukgeo, means the National Anthem of Korea, the Article 135 of the copyright law was newly enacted, and the policy for copyright donation is also being carried out. Though the number of the donation is not high, KCC has sought for the ways to enhance the social awareness. For example, we hosted Copyright Works Remake Contest in November 2010. We selected the 28 excellent works and encouraged the participants of the contest to donate their works. So the 27 works were donated. Lastly, once these various kinds of public domain works are secured and filed up, an infrastructure would be needed to conveniently utilize them. The main project for this purpose is called provisional name, the Establishment of Virtual Bank of Public Domain. Basically, in this virtual bank, we will operate a portal that provides a general information on the public domain so that every member of society can freely use the works without worrying about the infringement of copyright. Yet, this virtual bank is still in its conceptual stage. The virtual bank for public domain will provide the service that are available for everyone at free of charge by discovering, collecting, and digitalizing public domain works. Particularly for the information on the original text that are this virtual bank do not have, the cooperation will be needed between the institutions so that the users can directly use.
Sorry, I do apologize for interrupting you, but apparently the interpretation isn't working.
La traducción al español es correcta.
The Spanish is working now, I think.
Continuamos. Muchas gracias y perdón la interrupción.
Sorry, let's carry on. I do apologize for interrupting.
Okay. The virtual bank for public domain will provide the service that are available for everyone at free of charge by discovering and collecting and digitalizing public domain works. Particularly for the information on original text that are this virtual bank do not have, the cooperation will be needed between the institutions so that the users can directly use the public domain from the concerned institution that has the original database under this bank, the service linkage. So this public domain management system will be established on pan-national level by mutually connecting and sharing the public domain infrastructure in already established fields. And we also will diversify service channels for expanding the opportunity to approach the public domain by increasing the accessibility to public domain through the search into top famous internet portal which we call it NHN.M in Korea. And we will customize the data format according to the porter's requirements, means the porters can directly provide the location of the public domain's information and original text of the public domain. Yes, when you put a word in the screen of the porter sites together with the information of authors and works provided by this free use site, the information of the public domain will be provided through the links. So far, I've just introduced the things that we are doing in regards to the public domain in Korea. So I would like to thank you for your undivided attention.